Radio Igel, deine Geschichte.
Just four friends talking about one exciting and entertaining book.
I Survived the Sinking of the Titanic, 1912 by Lauren Tushens.
We laughed, we questioned things, we got way into Titanic facts, and somehow turned it into a full-on podcast.
If you have read the book, or even if you haven't, join us for a lively, slightly chaotic, and truly enjoyable discussion about the iconic sinking of the Titanic.
We are
Ilva,
Hannah,
Ilvi,
and I'm Hannah.
Hannah and I have read the book that we are going to talk about today. Meanwhile, the others will interview us.
First up, this book is a work of historical fiction that means all of the facts about the Titanic are true, but the main characters came from the author's imagination. She writes about historical events in an easier way to make it understandable for kids.
Here are the main and side characters: George, Phoebe, Aunt Daisy, Enzo, and Marco.
George met Enzo on the ship, and now they're friends. Marco is Enzo's father.
Here comes a little summary of the story.
10-year-old George Callender and his little sister Phoebe have been visiting their Aunt Daisy in London. Nothing could thrill them more than sailing home to America on the famous Titanic. George spent his time exploring the gigantic ship and even had a chance to speak with the architect and see the blueprints. He lives in America with Phoebe and his dad. Their mom is deceased and their home is a little farm in upstate New York.
When George heard about Mr. Burroughs' 120-year-old Egyptian mummy in the baggage room, he figured out a plan to have a quick peek at it. Later, George sneaked out of the first-class bedroom when everyone fell asleep. He was creeping into the baggage room where he searched for Mr. Burroughs' name tag. A problem appeared when he found it. Something leaped out of the shadow and pushed him to the ground. It was a scary man who wanted to steal something. Sadly, George made a mistake and got himself in danger. Then the ship rumbled and they fell. This was his chance to escape.
And now we will ask Ilvi and Hannah a few questions about the book.
What's the message of the book?
I think the message is that you will never know what will happen next, even if it's something you never thought about.
What would you do in the main character's place?
I would exactly do it the same way, like helping Marco onto the boat, even the men are saying it's hopeless, because Marco was into the cold water and he was nearly to die, and the men were saying he is dead. I mean, how about living consistently, not even trying to save another life just because of a few boats?
What did you learn from the story?
I have learned that the most important thing in our lives is to be open with the people we love and to make sure we have people around us who support us.
What's your personal opinion of the book?
I like the book, but one thing is missing, the love story.
Yeah, I would say the same. The love story is missing. And I mean, when you know the movie and you're reading, you always think about the love story, which is just missing in the book.
So would you say the book or the movie is better?
I would say the movie is a little bit better because of the love story, but the book is also good.
Yeah, I would say the same. The book is not bad, but the movie is better.
And now we will read out loud a part of the book.
What did he want George to see? The answer was just a few steps away, through an open doorway. It was the mail sorting room. Except now, all George could see was water, green water swirling halfway up the stairs, foaming and churning like a stormy river. Hundreds of letters floated on the surface.
And now George understood what Enzo was saying. The Titanic was filling with water from the sea.
Unsinkable. Unsinkable.
George whispered those words like a prayer, over and over in his mind. He thought of Mr. Andrew, of how sure he was of the ship. But the longer he stared at the water, that foaming green water rising higher every second, the more certain he became,
the Titanic is in trouble.
Would you read the book now after this sneak peek? I think you would.
Would you guys recommend the book and why?
I would, because it's a funnier way to learn about the sinking of the Titanic and just learn some facts.
I would maybe, but I think the movie is better and you also learn the facts in the movie.
We hope you enjoyed diving into I Survived the Sinking of the Titanic with us. What a powerful story of courage, fear and survival.
And that's it for today's episode.
Stories help us understand the past and imagine the future. Bye!
Welcome to another review on the sinking of the Titanic.
We are
Manisa,
Elias,
and Alisa. The book tells the story of a young girl named Laura who travels with her family on the Titanic when the ship collides with an iceberg in 1912 and begins to sink. Laura experiences the dramatic events firsthand. She must be brave to survive as the ship goes down and chaos starts. In the end, she is rescued and survived the disaster. Many people lost their lives in the icy water of the Atlantic, and the tragedy left a deep sadness. I Survived the Sinking of the Titanic, 1912 is an exciting book that tells the story of this famous shipwreck. Now to the interview. To Laura.
How was the feeling when you boarded the Titanic?
I was overwhelmed because the ship was really crowded and it was the biggest ship I have ever seen.
Why did you choose to travel on the Titanic?
I wanted to visit New York with my mother.
What was your room on the Titanic like?
My room was very big and cozy.
Could you sleep on the ship?
No, because it was moving and I got seasick.
How did you feel when the ship was sinking?
I was afraid and I was panicking. I didn't want to lose my mother and George.
Did you think you would survive?
No, I didn't, because the water was freezing cold and I couldn't get on a rescue boat.
Thank you. Now to George. Did you like the people on the Titanic?
Yes, I really liked the people because they were very friendly, very helpful.
How was the room and could you sleep at night?
The room was very small and I slept 1 or 2 hours every day. In the night it was also very cold.
How was it when the captain said we crashed into an iceberg?
At the Titanic everyone was running to the lifeboat.
How was it for you when everyone tried to squeeze into the lifeboats?
It was very crowded and I could not manage to get into one of the boats.
How was it for you when you realized that your life will end soon?
I was really scared and I knew that I would not survive.
How did you manage to save Laura?
It was very difficult and very sad at the same time, as I knew I would not survive.
Were you afraid when the Titanic sank?
Yes, I was in panic state because all people were running and I did not know what I should do.
Why did you go on the Titanic?
So originally, Aunt Daisy wanted to go on the Titanic with her husband. But when he died, she went to the Titanic with her grandchildren.
Did you like the Titanic? Why or why not?
I really liked the Titanic because it was a very beautiful ship with a lot of rooms and decks. And the view was absolutely stunning.
Thank you for listening. Bye.
Another review on the sinking of the Titanic. Who are the main characters?
George and Phoebe.
Where does the story take place?
In New York.
What was the most exciting part in the book?
I found the book very exciting and easy to read. I recommend the book because it is on one side interest and at the same time sad as the ship sink in the end.
And what would you change on this story?
I would add more details about the ship. What is your book about?
My book is about Max and Zena. Max is a Jewish boy and who's 11 years old and his little sister Zena who's 9 years old, and they were locked by German soldiers in the ghetto and they're trying to escape.
What is the main character in the book?
The main characters are Zena and Max.
Where does it take place?
My story takes place in Poland.
The most exciting part was?
I find the most exciting part was where Max, Zena, Antenna, Lev and Martin went into the woods to go to the secret base in the woods of the resistance. But then a bomber plane came and destroyed the entire forest with a couple of bombs. And I find that is the most exciting part, because the story was told so good that while you're reading it, it feels like you're in the book.
What you would change in the story?
I wouldn't change anything in the story, because I like the storytelling, and I like the story about World War II.
Radio Igel, deine Geschichte.